Today is Tuesday, March 31st, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Oh, man. Work. So, you know, as we all know, as I've said a million times before, I actually am trying out a different role at work and I'm becoming a product owner. But I decided to keep up some coding tasks just for this quarter. And, you know, I may do a little bit of coding here and there because I like to keep up my technical skills. And, you know, it's loose enough that I'm able to, you know, at least work a defect here or there. Like if there's a bug with our application or something, if it was something simple, I could say, hey, guys, I'm going to pick up this one. And, you know, they'd be cool with that. But, so, you know, I feel like I can keep my hands in it, but it's really been a struggle because I don't have a lot of time to do coding and, you know, especially with all the PO stuff that I've picked up. And so I had this thing that, and it was a really simple thing that I was supposed to do and I didn't get it done for our last, they're called, every 2 weeks we have a sprint or that's what we call, you know, a 2 week segment of work and we're supposed to be able to deliver something within those 2 weeks. And so I've, you know, pushed this thing, you know, a couple of sprints and not because it's taking me so long to do it, but just because I've had other things come up and I haven't been able to work on it. And so I finally finished the code last night and I was testing it and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And we have to do something called unit testing where you write tests in the code itself so that basically when you, this is getting way too far in the weeds. Anyway, regardless, when I wrote my test, I ran my test, they passed, everything was great, and I didn't realize that I broke other tests that were already in there. And so when I went to run the full suite of tests, I realized I had broken some, and I spent most of the day today because we had a demo this afternoon, and here I am the product owner, and everyone's supposed to be demoing for me. And I don't have, my code is not finished because my tests are broken. So I spent all day, I figured out part of it, but there were multiple test cases. There were like 200 test cases failing. not that many. It was like 40 or something. But, and I got it down to 8, but I can't figure out these 8. And I went ahead and demoed and I said, guys, you know, I'm going to fix these test cases and then I'll mark it as done. And everybody was cool with it, but I just feel like a complete failure because I'm like, I'm the PO, I'm demoing something, and I'm not completely finished. it was horrible. And I've been catching up with Pod as my co-pilot while I've been, you know, working from home. And I talked to, for whatever reason, I know they only release once a week, but for whatever reason, Pod as my co-pilot episodes pile up. I've gotten to the point where I don't have as much time to listen to podcasts, especially because, and I try to listen, but during the day, but now that I'm doing less coding, when I'm coding, I can listen to podcasts and write code at the same time. But when I'm doing PO activities, a lot of that is meetings. And so I don't have as many breaks where I'm just sitting there, you know, concentrating on something, not talking to anyone, where I can have my headphones in or whatever. Or at least I don't have a big, you know, chunk of time where I'm doing that. And I don't have a commute, so I'm listening to less podcasts. And so, but even on a normal, you know, even normally, for whatever reason, Pod is my co-pilot tends to stack up. I love it, but it tends to stack up. So I was a few episodes behind, maybe 5 episodes behind. And I talked to Taylor on Sunday, and he said, have you listened to Pod as my co-pilot lately? Because you've been mentioned a lot in our show. And I'm like, no, I'm 4 or 5 episodes behind. He's like, that's about the time we started talking bad about you. So I was listening today because I was like, I want to know like what they're saying bad about me. So basically Taylor had asked me, and I feel like this is not my fault. I have told him, I'm sorry, I'm such a bad human being, Taylor. Because I haven't helped you with your audio issues. But Taylor needs a soundboard. He needs a way of like when he's recording his podcast, he needs a way to get in like voicemails and things like that, you know, instead of having to put them in after the fact. Or I think what he's been doing now actually is holding a phone up to his microphone that's playing the voicemail or something like that. And he said, "Hey, Adam, you know, I need you to help me sometime figure out like a soundboard situation and all that kind of stuff." And I said, "Sure, Taylor, just let me know, you know, when you would want to do it." And I expected him to like email me or call me or whatever, text me and say, "Okay, here are the times that I'm available, Adam. You know, which of these work for you?" And we just, you know, figure it out. But he never got back to me and said, "Okay, here are the times that I'm available." And so I feel like, even though I did, you know, I did actually say to him at one point, I think I sent him a text message at one point and I said, "Oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm such a horrible person. I know we're supposed to be getting together, to work on the soundboard stuff." And I was very apologetic about it, like it was all my fault. you know, passive aggressive Adam. I'm very willing to help anyone. I said, "I really suck as a human being. If you still need help with the soundboard, please let me know when you would like to get together and I'll make it happen." And he says, "I appreciate the offer and can definitely use the help. We can figure out a time in the next few weeks." And this was, you know, February 14th. "Thank you and happy Valentine's Day." So my expectation was that in the next few weeks, Taylor was going to reach out and say, "Oh, here are some times that I have free. Do any of these work for you?" And he never did. So I'm throwing it back on Taylor. I mean, here I am calling myself a horrible human being, and Taylor has not sent me any sort of correspondence saying, "Hey, Adam, I'm free Sunday night. Could you help me?" You know, or whatever. And I feel like if I'm going to help someone, they should tell me when they would like help. I don't know. I mean, I can't guess. I'm not a mind reader. Taylor, I would love to help you anytime, especially now that we're quarantined. Just like email me or text me or call me or, you know, tell me. You know, he's probably behind on Geeky Gay as well. So a month from now, when he catches up, he'll hear this. So I heard all the bad mouthing that they were doing about me. How dare they? Anyway, other than that, we did P9. I hate working out. Absolutely hate working out. I don't know how anyone likes to work out. You see all these gay Twitter, like male models, you know, doing all their posing in their little singlets and they're, you know, whatever, and they're lifting these weights and they've got these big bulgy biceps and all this kind of stuff, and I hate it. But anyway, we did P90X last night. I wish I really enjoyed working out, but I don't. I wish I did, but you know, it is what it is. And other than that, I had to work on this coding thing, so I basically coded all night and we watched American Idol and I cooked chili. And I really like chili. Mark doesn't like chili all that much because he doesn't like beans. And I know there are versions of chili, like Texas chili, that have no beans in them. But I feel like I need a little bit of something to bulk up the chili. If you just do meat, first of all, it's a lot of calories. And I do use turkey, but I just feel like it needs something. And I used to not like beans all that much, but now I do. So I made chili with, I put pinto beans and black beans in it because they didn't have, I normally do kidney beans, but they didn't have kidney beans when I went to the store because hashtag quarantine. And we had that and we watched American Idol and basically I wrote code. And then I got up, I overslept this morning. Well, I don't know if anyone else does this, and I don't know if this is a quarantine thing. I'm always a person who hits the snooze. So I hit snooze over and over and over, and normally when I'm having to drive into the office, I will get up in a reasonable amount of time so I have time to get ready and not be too late to work. I mean, my boss is in California, and like he doesn't care. Like, he doesn't care what time we come into the office as long as we get our work done. But you know, I try to be in by around 8:30 or something like that. But For whatever reason, even though we're quarantined, I've been dreading, especially Sunday nights. You know, like, oh, I've got work tomorrow. And I would think because we're working from home, like I would feel that less. But it's been really bad for some reason. And so I was feeling that last night, and I've been watching this show called Tommy on CBS All Access. It's about a female police chief. It's really good, actually. It has the woman from, that mob show, Sopranos. Anyway, so basically this morning I kept saying, five more minutes. And then finally I didn't have time to take a shower. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.